You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Here you are.
Good morning to you too.
I'm so sorry, love, I didn't hear the alarm.
I know.
I was meant to be doing this, not you.
I switched it off.
You what?
I switched the alarm off.
I didn't hear it.
Before it went off, I was awake.
Oh, poor thing.
No, I don't mean I was lying there brooding. I just woke up about 5 and I felt refreshed. So I thought I'd give you a lie-in.
Well, I can take over now. You go back to bed.
Honestly, David, I don't want to. I've had such a restful week, with you covering and my mum being around, and with Jill as well. I've hardly had to lift a finger.
Well, quite right too. You should be taking things easy.
I have been. But I'm happy to work, if I'm honest.
Are you sure?
If anyone should go back to bed, it's you.
Don't be daft. I'm up now.
At least you've had an extra hour.
Well, there's plenty of things I could be getting on with.
If you want.
I'll make a start clearing out the silage clamp.
Good idea.
But when you finish milking, can you let me know?
Okay.
We'll have a nice breakfast together. All right?
It's a deal.
Haven't you seen the pictures on television? Young men coming back maimed for life.
Of course I have, Mum. But you have to realise there's been thousands of troops in Afghanistan. It's natural for the news to focus on the casualties, and it is really sad, I don't deny that, but they're only a very small proportion of the people out there.
Some don't come back at all. You must realise the terrible danger you'd be putting yourself in.
There's danger everywhere.
I don't know how you can think of doing it to yourself. Volunteering for it when you don't have to.
Or perhaps I do have to.
Dan, I'm just not sure why you feel you have to burn your boats like this. You could still go to university and see how you feel in a few years. The army isn't going away.
Exactly.
I know from where you're standing now it looks like a long slog to qualify as a lawyer. I mean, qualifying as a vet takes even longer, so believe me, I understand it might be a bit daunting.
It's not that.
But it's not like it's just years of slog to get some far-off prize. University life is great, even if you're working hard. You'd have a fantastic time there. All the sport, the social activities, the friends you'll make.
Mm. I wish I'd gone to university.
And once you were qualified, your options would be practically limitless. It just seems such a shame to throw all that away for a short-term adventure.
No, Dad, you just haven't got it. I tried to tell you the other day I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. I mean, really, I don't.
Yes, I can see that, Dan. I do understand how you feel.
It took going to the States to open my mind. I met this English guy, another camp counsellor. He was going into the Royal Artillery.
Well, just because it was right for him.
He's at Sandhurst now. We've kept in touch and he's having a really good time.
Now, maybe, but...
So, when I got home, I started investigating things. In fact, I've got further than you think. I've been to a selection board.
When?
What?
A few weeks ago. You remember when I was visiting Kieran?
That was a lie.
Not exactly. I did call in on him, but most of the time I spent in Westbury.
Westbury?
In Wiltshire. That's where the selection boards take place, at this army unit.
I thought you looked smart when you left.
When you say selection board...
Look, I'm sorry.
What did you have to do?
I said I'd meet Jamie for a run. Oh, when I get back, can I take Topper out?
Oh, darling, please.
I do want to tell you about it.
Good.
But we can talk later, okay?
You've made good progress.
Oh, well, I've got most of the tyres off before breakfast.
There's a few cracks, I see.
Yeah, as ever.
Well, I could start patching them up if you like.
No, it's fine, I'll do it. Tell you what, though.
What?
We could do with taking a look at the silage grass, see how it's getting on.
Okay.
This afternoon, maybe, when I finish this.
Fine by me. You're not worried about it, are you?
Well, not the crop, no. It's more a case of will we be able to get onto Lakey Meadow and worm it?
Yeah.
I mean, the ground's still a bit softer.
Oh, nice when you can catch up with jobs, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly is. Now, as long as you're sure about getting back to work.
Absolutely sure.
All right. Because I need to take the pens down in the lambing shed.
You're not going to get that done today as well.
No, I'm not Superman.
You don't look good in a cape anyway.
Now, this week, maybe.
Great.
Hello, you two.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hi.
This is looking very clean and tidy.
Well, I'll do my best.
I've just taken some biscuits out of the oven. Crunchy peanut butter cookies. If you're ready for a break, I could rustle up some coffee to go with them.
Mum, your timing is perfect.
Is it?
2 minutes later, I'd have mixed up my cement.
And then I'd have had to eat them all.
Hey.
Right, I'll put the coffee on then.
We'll be in a minute.
No rush.
Thank you. Homemade biscuits and proper coffee. That's what I call a mid-morning break.
Oh, isn't she wonderful?
So have you thought any more about, you know...
asking her to stay?
Yeah.
So long as it's really okay with you.
I think it is.
Because when I suggested she move in temporarily, you weren't at all keen.
Yeah, well, maybe not at first. Just had to get used to the idea. But it does seem to be working well.
It does.
If anything, I was wondering if it would be a problem for you. You know, two women vying for control of the kitchen. I mean, it wasn't plain sailing when we first married, was it?
No. Well, we've all grown up a bit since then, haven't we? I certainly have.
So you'd be all right with it?
I would. The question is, would Jill...
Joanne said you were in here.
Oh, darling, I just can't bear it.
I know.
The thought of my precious son in some terrible war zone.
Yeah, it's hard to take on board.
I understand if he's decided not to go for law. I don't have a problem with that, if he's really sure about it. But there are so many other things he could do. He's so bright. He's got so much to offer.
Well, I've been thinking... there's almost certainly a medical issue here.
Because of his arthritis?
Well, I know it's been in remission for a long time, but surely the army wouldn't want to take a chance on someone who's had such a serious illness?
Perhaps not.
Where is Dan?
He's out riding.
Let's catch up with him when he gets back. We could be worrying about nothing.
What do you think you'll wear? You going to buy something new?
No, I thought I'd just wear my gold ball gown.
Not you, silly.
I don't know. I'll probably wear what I wore to Brian's 70th.
I didn't go to that, did I?
No, you were looking after Ben for us.
Oh, of course.
Sort of greeny-blue dress with a matching jacket.
Oh, yes, you look nice in that.
Let's hope the weather's okay.
Yes, that's the thing with weddings. There's often a lot of standing round outside.
So much nicer when the sun shines. For the photos, if nothing else.
Do you want another one, David?
You don't want to spoil your lunch.
Go on. One won't hurt.
Oh, just a little one then.
I must say, I'm looking forward to seeing Catheridge Hall again.
It's meant to be a cross between Hogwarts and Snow White's castle, isn't it?
You've been there before, Jude?
A long time ago. Jean Harvey's daughter had her reception there in, it must have been the 1970s.
Was it amazing?
To be honest, it was all looking a bit tired back then. There was this grand entrance porch, but it had scaffolding round it. And there was a strange smell in the ladies.
Oh,
but the owners sold it, and it's been done up since then.
Well, I'm still amazed that Tom and Kirsty can afford it. If they wanted somewhere grand, I'm sure Elizabeth would have done them a deal on Lower Loxley.
Well, you only do it once, don't you?
Hopefully.
Elizabeth asked me over to Lower Loxley on Thursday. The gardens are looking lovely, apparently.
Oh, I bet. Be nice to have a walk round.
Means I won't be under your feet for a morning, anyway.
You're not under our feet, Mum.
Oh, I've finished one of the floor cushions for Ben's room. Do you want to have a look at it?
Yeah, please.
Such a good idea, bringing my sewing machine over here. Won't be a minute.
OK. Under our feet, hardly.
Mm.
I wonder what she'd say if we did ask her to stay. I wouldn't want her to take it the wrong way.
What, think we were implying she couldn't manage on her own anymore?
Well, there is that, certainly. She's been so independent since Phil died, living her own life.
Yeah.
But I meant more that she might think we're taking advantage of her. With all the cooking and everything else she's done for us over the past few weeks.
Gaining a housekeeper, you mean?
Hmm. We'd have to explain that it's not just her peanut butter biscuits we want. It's because...
Here it is. What do you think?
Oh, yes.
That's great.
Well, he spends so much time up there now with his mates, they can all be a bit more comfortable.
Jolly good. I make a start on the other one, then.
Thanks, Jo.
You're welcome.
You're a treasure, Mum. What would we do without you?
Oh, hi.
Dan.
Good ride.
Yeah, brilliant, thanks.
Good. Dan, we've been talking.
Oh, yeah?
We're concerned that your arthritis might make you ineligible for the army.
On medical grounds?
No.
It's a serious condition. And, yeah, it could have future consequences.
It was one of the first things I said to them. I had a full medical at AOSB.
Where?
Army Officer Selection Board. The place in Wiltshire. They went right into my history, treatment, all that.
I see.
In fact, the whole process was very thorough. Lots of physical tests, mental tests, group discussions, interviews, exercises. They put me in their lead for one.
So, you mean this wasn't just a chat with a recruiting officer?
Oh, no, this was the full Monty. And I passed. You should be proud of me.
We are.
I was quite proud myself.
Of course we are.
The army would be pleased to have you. That's not the point.
But why on earth didn't you say anything about this?
I didn't want to worry you. I knew you'd be concerned, and it might have come to nothing. The arthritis may have been a problem, or I might not have passed the board. A lot of people don't. It's pretty intense.
I can imagine.
But now I know that they want me, I want you guys to be completely on board. I've got to go to Sandhurst next.
What? For training?
No, I'm not quite there yet. It's a briefing and pre-commissioning course. 2.5 days.
When's this?
Tuesday.
This Tuesday?
To Thursday, yeah. And I'll be having another medical, and that should confirm that I'll be all right to go on the commissioning course.
So you're actually quite far advanced, then?
I am. I want to do this, Mum.
I see.
And I'd really like your blessing.
Do you know what I realised today?
What?
We've missed Lady Day.
Good Lord, so we have, Pat. It must have been...
Nearly 2 weeks ago.
Well, I didn't give it a thought.
Mm. Nor me.
When you think how long the quarter days ruled our lives when we were tenants.
Especially when we were converting to organic. Yeah. Would we be able to scrape the rent together?
There were a few close calls, weren't there? But shows how we've moved on.
Yeah, to a massive monthly mortgage payment.
At least every penny goes to securing the future of the farm, not dead money anymore.
Well, I suppose so.
And the best thing, I haven't got a landlord on our backs.
No, thank goodness.
Trying to squeeze every penny out of us.
Or trying to convert our buildings for housing. I still can't believe the cheek of it.
Oh, that was Matt Crawford for you.
I don't care who's in charge of Borchester Land, Matt or Brian. I'm just glad we're not beholden to them anymore.
Mm. Want me to make you another sandwich?
No, I'm fine. I suppose it's quite filling. So, what's the hot gossip from the dairy this morning?
Oh, we were mainly talking about this May Day thing.
What May Day thing?
You know, the WI's organising a sort of villagey event.
Oh, really? I can't imagine how that's passed me by. Mm.
Including the Great Ambridge Cake Bake.
Oh, that sounds more interesting.
Will you be entering then?
I'm happy to eat the results. Why, is it a competition?
Yeah, you know, a bit like the Bake Off.
Oh.
Seems to have caught the imagination of the younger people.
Not just the WI stalwarts.
Oh, that's what happens if you put something on telly, isn't it?
Well, I've never seen the programme.
That's hardly aimed at you.
So, do the public vote for their favourite cake, then?
What?
Well, that's how these shows work, isn't it?
Millions of people watch it. What do you think, everyone gets sent a slice in the post?
Well, I don't know.
They'd be baking more cakes than Mr. Kipling.
Sorry?
The judges decide.
Well, that makes more sense, I suppose.
Yeah, but the thing is, with the Ambridge event, I mean, these youngsters might be keen, but they're not very experienced. So, Clary and Susan were thinking they might organise some coaching.
Cake-baking classes at the village hall?
Not as formal as that, I think. More sort of one-to-one in their kitchens at home.
Neil and Eddie are like that.
Why?
If there's a lot of testing to be done.
Helen's looking to up her game.
She's a good baker already.
Well, she is for family cooking.
Well, that fancy dinosaur cake she did for Henry's birthday, that was lovely.
Yeah, but it's a different matter if you're head-to-head with Jill or Frieda Fry.
So who's she going for then? Clary or Susan?
Neither. Not Helen. She wants a better class of tutor altogether.
Meaning?
She's taking advice from Ian.
Oh, typical.
Every day there's something.
Well, that's weddings for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Let it down.
I thought once we'd sent the invitations out, that was that bit over.
Well, isn't it?
No, because some people can't make it.
Oh, I'd have thought that'd all be sorted by now.
Kirsty's uncle Javier has pulled out. So we've now got a spare, but we can't decide who to invite from the reserve list.
Come on.
It's a nightmare. If we invite Megan, or is it Margie? Well, anyway, one of her old school friends, then is it going to upset one of the other ones? Well, there's Geraint, the buyer at Bellingham's. I mean, we've got quite friendly, and it might be good business to invite him. But he'd obviously want to bring his wife. And we all went out for dinner once, me and him and her, and she was... Well, let's just say she was a bit too friendly with me.
Really?
Yeah, especially when Geraint went to the loo. I practically had to fight her off with a soup spoon.
Oh, blimey.
So, would it be asking for trouble?
Oh, I don't know.
Or am I worrying about nothing? I mean, surely she wouldn't. Not at my wedding.
It's not really my field, Tom.
No.
Well, they look happy anyway, huh?
Yeah, they're a nice bunch.
Okay, then.
Yep. And the other thing that's bothering me is the presents I've got to buy.
You've got to buy?
Yeah, for the best man and bridesmaids.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm going to have to pull my finger out. Especially if I want something personalised. Oh, God. What now? Hi.
Hi, Tom.
What's up?
It's not good, I'm afraid.
It's Kirsty.
Oh, well, I'll leave you to it.
Okay.
See you then. Best of luck.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. What's not good?
The photographer's cancelled.
What?
He's got a job on a cruise liner.
2 weeks before the wedding?
Oh, he was very apologetic.
I should hope so.
Reading between the lines, I think his business was struggling a bit.
Well, where does that leave us?
Well, he's recommended someone else.
Have you booked him?
No, I didn't like to. Not until we've seen his work.
No. Well, I suppose.
I haven't met him, ideally.
Well, when are we going to do that?
Well, let's look at his website tonight.
Okay.
And then we can make a decision. Oh, I've got to go. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Neil just dropped them off, has he?
What, Dad?
These wieners.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the seedbed for the carrots needs preparing. I thought the weather looks right.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Is that something you could do, do you think?
Me? You must be joking.
I just...
Dad, I've got more than enough on my plate already, thank you.
Right, Neil, where shall we start?
The organ?
Okay.
Right. Well, we're very nearly there, I'm pleased to say.
Oh, excellent.
They've just got a few things to check.
So it should be ready for the Easter weekend?
Well, before then, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, it'd be so nice to have the proper organ playing again.
Yeah, everyone's looking forward to that, especially Patrick.
There should be fewer wrong notes now it's working properly.
Well, I think some of that was down to Valda in the past. I've got a proof copy of the plaque here.
Oh, what's on it?
Now, if we can sign that off, then we should have it by the end of the week.
Oh, wonderful. And we can fix it up in time for the organ's first public outing.
Yeah. We did want Philip rather than Phil Archer, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so for this. Ah, oh, the Gerontius quote's evocative, isn't it? But hark, I hear a singing, yet in sooth I cannot of that music rightly say whether I hear or touch or taste the tones. Oh, what a heart-subduing melody.
Smashing, yeah.
Well, that looks fine, Neil.
Right, I tell them to go ahead, then.
Right. Right, the window, then. Now, oh, dear, I've got the designs here somewhere. Copies of them, anyway. Anyway, can you put them up in the porch?
No problem.
Here they are.
Oh, yeah. I'll put a book and a pen by them so people can make their comments, see which one they prefer.
Good.
Should we email them to Jennifer so she can put them on the village website?
Oh, that's a good idea. Then the non-churchgoers can have their say as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's their church as much as the congregation. Yeah.
How are you getting on with the diocese for the faculty?
Oh, well, let's just say things are progressing.
Oh, you damn thing!
Honey? What is it?
I just want to connect this up, that's all. I've got to harrow the spuds.
Well, what's the problem?
I'm not close enough, am I?
Well, just move the tractor a bit.
Yes, I'm going to, obviously.
All right. Tony, has something upset you?
Someone, you mean?
Not Tom again.
If it's not pigs, he's not interested.
Well, that's not quite true, is it?
It is when it comes to doing any work. Oh, he's very happy to dish out the instructions, but when I ask him to do something, then it's a different kettle of fish.
What did you want him to do?
I just asked if he could get the carrot field ready. Asked, mind, perfectly nicely, and all I got was an earful of abuse.
Abuse?
About how busy he was, how I didn't understand. Well, I'm blowed if I'm going to do it. If the carrots don't get drilled, it'll be down to him.
Tony, you don't mean that. You know they've got to go in.
Tom doesn't seem to.
Isn't there some room for compromise?
Compromise? He doesn't know the meaning of the word.
Oh, I'll pop these up in the porch on my way.
Oh, thanks, Neil. You haven't seen Shula recently, by any chance?
No.
Oh, she's around, though, is she?
As far as I know.
I've been trying to sort out our donkey for Palm Sunday. I just can't seem to get hold of her.
Well, if I see her, I'll let her know.
It's the passion play, really, that's the bigger worry. Huh? It looks like Malcolm might have to step in.
Oh, the director?
Yeah. And as he says, he's much too old to play Jesus. To say nothing of having to strip down to a loincloth.
Well, I've had a go at Chris a couple of times.
And still no looking persuading him?
No. I think he's getting it in the ear from Alice, too.
Well, I hope he changes his mind. The play will lose all its impact without a realistic Jesus.
He just doesn't get it, Mum.
We both know you're busy.
It's not just work.
But it's the sort of thing you've done in the past. It wasn't like he was asking you to do anything new.
It's all this last-minute wedding stuff. It's driving me crazy.
We do sympathise.
We've lost our photographer now. I just found out when Dad asked me.
If you'd explained that to him, he was very upset, Tom.
I suppose I did fly off the handle a bit.
I know you're under pressure, but couldn't you meet him halfway somehow?
I don't know.
Just to show willing?
Well, maybe if Dad could go over the field with the power harrow, I might be able to finish it off.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks, Tom.
I'm not sure when, though. It would have to be later in the week.
Well, I'll tell Dad. I'm sure he'd be grateful.
Mm.
Right, well, I'll see myself out. I know you've got a lot on.
OK.
If there's anything I can do...
How are you with a camera?
Oh.
Right, have you got the website up, Tom?
Not yet. Don't you want a drink or something first?
Oh, no, let's just get on with it. What did your mum want?
Oh, it doesn't matter. A work thing.
I hope this guy's good.
Is he even available, Kirsty?
Oh, as of earlier on today he was. Gallery.
Oh, good looking website.
Yeah. Oh.
Ah.
Oh dear.
They're a bit.
Sure.
I know it's meant to be a romantic day, but
not as written by Barbara Cartland. Oh, we're going to have to go back to square one, aren't we?
And even if we find someone we like...
What are the chances they'll be available at such short notice?
This is a disaster.
Do you want that last piece of toast?
Oh, go on then, just to be tidy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to be disloyal, Mum.
Beg pardon?
You know, eating Heather's marmalade.
That's all right, it's very good. Marmalade's nothing to get competitive about.
Don't let the WI hear you say that.
That lot will get competitive about anything.
Well, show's a different, David.
How's this May Day thing going?
Actually, I've got a meeting about it this morning at the village hall.
Oh, yeah?
With Linda and Fallon.
Oh. Fallon?
Yes, why not?
Well, yeah, I thought she was a bit, you know, runs a trendy bar. Isn't a cake bake a bit staid for her?
There's more to the event than cakes. And Fallon's actually got quite enthusiastic about WI matters recently.
Well, fair enough. So, Ruth, have you got anything planned?
Today? No, just the usual.
Good. I thought we could pop over to the market.
You and me?
Yep.
What for?
Well, you know, keep an eye on things. Always good to see how prices are doing.
But what about the young stock and the sheep?
I've done them.
Already?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's impressive. Well, when were you thinking of going?
As soon as you're ready.
I don't want to go like this.
It's all right. Won't take you long to change, will it?
I'll clear up here, Ruth.
Are you sure?
Yes, go on.
All right. Thanks. I can't remember the last time I went to the market.
It was before Christmas, I think.
Well, it must have been.
That's a nice idea, David. It'll do her good.
Well, I hope so.
Hi,
hey.
It's me.
Hello, sis. Come in.
Not interrupting, am I?
No, we just finished.
Shula wanted to chat with me.
Oh.
If now's convenient.
Yeah, fine. Yep, I'll get out your way. Get out these overalls. Are you sure you're okay to clear up, Mum?
Yes, no problem.
All right, then. See you later.
Bye.
Sit down, darling. Would you like some coffee?
No, thanks, Mum. I've just had breakfast. Not that I could eat very much.
Still worrying about Dan and his plans?
Aren't you? I just lie awake picturing all sorts of horrible things.
I think you might be getting ahead of yourself.
I don't think so, Mum. He left early for Sandhurst today.
Sandhurst?
2.5 days doing goodness knows what. He just doesn't seem to realise the implications.
I know it's worrying, Shula, but there are dangers everywhere. A lot of people think riding's dangerous.
Oh, Mum, it's hardly the same.
And look at me being burgled. Bad things can happen wherever you are and whatever you're doing. The important thing is to make the most of your life and achieve what you want to achieve.
I'm not sure this really is what he wants to achieve. I'm worried he's decided he doesn't want to do law and this is, an easy alternative.
It's far from easy. That doesn't sound like the Dan I know. Look how well he prepared for going to America. He did his research, he planned it all out. I'm sure he's done the same with the army.
Are you saying... You don't think this is a good idea, do you?
Nice couple of Frisians, those.
Did you see who they were knocked down to? Was it Ralph?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice to run into him again.
Yeah. So, are you pleased that I dragged you off the farm, then?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure there was any business reason to come here today.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, don't kid a kidder, David. I know why you suggested it. And I'm very grateful.
I've so loved it.
Have you, Jill?
Being back there's been like, being on holiday.
Really?
Bit of a working holiday, of course. But that suits me, Linda.
Oh, yes. We busy women, never happier than when we're up and doing.
Ruth and David have been very good. But it's really time I move back to Glebe Cottage. I'm sure they're itching to have the farmhouse to themselves again.
Morning.
Oh, morning, Fallon.
Hello.
Right, my little subcommittee.
Oh, is that what we are?
Oh. Well, unofficial.
Right.
I thought we were just helping out.
Me too.
Now, what I want us to do is brainstorm ideas for the indoor activities, particularly the cake bake. I've already had lots of interest, so we can expect tables groaning with produce.
Are these the tables, are they?
Oh, well, yes.
Oh. Give me a hand, can you, Linda?
Oh, all right. Of course, we have lots of activities on the green as well.
And
craft demonstrations, the Morris and so on.
Hmm.
Well, what is it?
Well, they're a bit modern, aren't they?
Well, they are quite utilitarian, yes.
Well, aren't you going for a sort of traditional feel?
Well, I'm hoping to mine a vein of nostalgia, yes.
They look like the sort of things you bone a chicken on.
Oh, we just need some nice tablecloths.
What about the ones in Robin Hood?
I'm sorry?
Well, didn't you have a couple of wooden tables for the feast scene?
Oh, yes. Yes, we did indeed. Yes. Traditional trestle tables.
Yes. Surely all we need are some
are
nice...
Are they still around?
Ah, they should be under the stage.
Mm. Yeah, thanks, Sabrina. I'll remember that.
Oh, Shula. Hello. Did you get my messages?
Well,
I've rung a couple of times.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Alan. I've been a bit, you know...
Oh, no. Don't worry. I didn't want to pester you. I was just hoping to confirm arrangements for Sunday.
Sunday?
Palm Sunday. The donkey.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's still okay?
Yes.
Shula, something up?
So, what do you think?
They've seen better days.
They do have much more character than the modern ones.
Yeah.
But they're so battered, Linda. People will get splinters.
I wonder if they could be refurbished.
Upcycled.
I beg your pardon?
Well, that's what they need, upcycling. You sand them down, paint them white or maybe pale green and then distress them a bit. They look really good.
Who's going to do that, though?
Well, I don't mind.
You, Fallon?
Yeah.
Isn't that going to a lot of trouble?
I've got a lot more time on my hands now. But then you could decorate the hall in a sort of 1950s style. It would look really cool, like retro cool.
Well, would we have enough tables? We wouldn't want to mix them with the modern ones.
Well, let's see how we get on.
Well, surely it wouldn't matter if they were all covered
in... We might
be
able to pick up a few more at car boot sales.
Yes! Jill, sorry, what were you saying?
Nothing, never mind.
Well, look, I'll do one first and see what you think.
Oh, Fallon, that's really good of you.
It's no problem. I'll enjoy it.
Oh. Actually, there was something else I was going to ask you.
Oh, yeah?
Well, in view of your amazing achievement in getting Sir Bradley Wiggins for the Rough and Tumble event...
Oh, well, that was Reese, really.
I was wondering if you could find someone illustrious to judge the cake competition.
Illustrious?
Well, I'd accept moderately well known.
How about an actor? There's plenty of precedent for that in Ambridge.
Oh.
I remember when Richard Todd opened the fete.
Richard Todd? Who on earth is he?
But I thought you were a pacifist, Alan.
Well, those are my personal views, yeah. But I can't project them onto someone else. Dan's got to make his own decisions. This is the problem, isn't it?
What is?
Well, when they're little and helpless, you have to decide everything for them. It's hard to get out of that mindset.
Yes.
And being a parent's one long, slow process of letting go. And it's especially tough when it's an only child.
Mm.
But if we've done our job properly, we should be happy that they can stand on their own two feet and make choices for themselves.
I just don't know where it's come from, though. It's not as if there's a big tradition of joining the forces on either side of the family.
No. I suppose it's all farmers on your side.
And as for Jim...
Oh, yeah. Well, in the pacifism stakes, he makes me look like Genghis Khan.
Oh, what he's going to say when he finds out, I can't imagine. Oh, I think I may be to blame.
In what way, Shirley?
Well, when was Dan making all these momentous decisions?
Sorry, I don't follow.
When he came back from America... And when I should have been there for him, I was up to my ears with Daryl's problems.
No.
Well, maybe if I hadn't been so engrossed...
I'm sure it goes deeper than that. There'd be lots of factors. One thing...
What?
Well, the stables. There's an awful lot of oestrogen flying around, isn't there?
I'm sorry?
It's a very female environment.
I suppose it is.
And perhaps the maleness of the army is something that appeals to him.
Maybe.
Has he talked about his reasons for wanting to join up?
Well, he said... Well, something he said several times. He talks about making a difference.
Ah, yeah, that rings a bell.
Why?
Well, he's lucky. When I was his age, I started on the path to a secure and lucrative office job. It took me 20 years to realise accountancy wasn't what I should be doing in life.
I think I'd be happier if Dan wanted to go into the church.
Yeah, but that's not his vocation, is it? You have to accept what is and support him in it.
I am trying, really. I'm just finding it so hard to understand. Mm. If he wants to make a difference, there's so many other ways. He could go to Africa like Adam did. He could become a human rights lawyer. Why does it have to be so violent?
We've all got to tread our own path. But if you want to understand his desire to make a difference...
Yes?
Well, there's no doubt where he got that from. You only have to look in the mirror.
How's the pie?
It's good. It's not as good as Mum's, obviously.
What is?
If she were to stay permanently, how would we manage it, do you think? I mean, Pip will be back in a few months, and I don't think she'd take kindly to sharing her bedroom.
No. What about Rickyard Cottage?
Yeah, I've been wondering about that. Would we want to lose the rental income, though?
Hmm.
I was thinking about the dining room.
Yeah?
Well, we only use it on high days and holidays. Maybe we could convert it into a bedroom?
Might be handy if she starts finding the stairs difficult.
I reckon we could squeeze a shower in the downstairs loo.
Be a bit tight.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could extend under the stairs.
Or what about making a new bedroom in the attic?
Don't think Mum would want to live up there.
No, but Ben might.
Ah, that's a thought.
Look, all this might be completely theoretical, of course.
Yeah, I know.
There's no point in making plans until we know what Jill feels about the idea. She might hate it.
What's Adam up to today?
Planting strawberries, I think. The early crop.
Oh, roll on, June. Oh, you'd think I'd get tired of them, but I never do. Are you sure that's all you want, Brian? Or, you know, I could poach you an egg.
No thanks, Jenny.
You want to keep your strength up.
It's an EGM, not a half marathon.
It looks as if Jill's going to be back at Glebe Cottage for Easter.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. She was saying that she thinks she's trespassed on Ruth and David's goodwill long enough. And, you know, she's been there quite a while.
Where?
Well, Brookfield.
Oh, yes, of course.
Speaking of Easter, I'm going to buy the eggs this week. Would you like one?
Jenny, I really can't think about Easter eggs right now. I've got a crucial board meeting this morning.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Well, it may not be as bad as you think, you know. As you said, you've done an excellent job since you've become chairman, and, well, this Justin Elliott might want to work with you, not against you.
Yeah. It's a venture capital firm. They're not known for caring and sharing.
But on their website...
Charge in, sack half the staff, squeeze the assets till they squeak. That's more their mark.
Come in.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Will. Come on in.
Oh, thanks.
What is it, Will?
With the rearing season coming up, I've been looking at feed prices. Mm. I think I found a cheaper supplier. I've got the details here if you want to take a look.
You reckon they're reliable?
Yeah, I think so.
And they're definitely cheaper?
Oh, yeah, up to 10% for some things.
Just do it then, Will.
Oh, okay, you don't want to...
I said do it.
Right, I will then. I'll put in the order after my rounds.
Good.
Well, thanks for popping in, Will.
No problem. I'll, see you then.
Bye. Oh, Brian, you could have been...
Not now, Jenny. I'm going to get ready for this meeting.
Well, of course, the economy's in the toilet, but you still can't beat the Argyle for golf.
No.
We often go to a resort near La Gauche.
I don't know it, Jerry.
A couple of very challenging par threes.
Oh, Brian, here you are.
Morning, Annabelle. Jerry?
Brian.
All assembled, then?
Except for Justin.
Well, there's a couple of minutes yet.
This must all have come as a shock to you, Brian.
All part of the cut and thrust of business.
Well, you've had a good innings. To be honest, I was surprised when you got the chairmanship after Matt's demise.
Were you now?
Well, given the breadth of talent other candidates brought to the table.
Well, I still am chairman, Jerry.
Yes, absolutely. You hold on to that thought. Martin, how's Pam?
So Jerry Morton fancies himself as my successor, does he?
So it would seem.
He may find it's not quite the fait accompli he's expecting. I think my track record speaks for itself.
Annabelle.
Justin, good morning.
And to you.
You haven't met, have you?
No. Justin Elliot.
Brian Aldridge.
Yes, I know. I'm very pleased to meet you after all this time. I'm sure we're going to have a very profitable relationship.
Well, let's see, shall we?
You know I've asked Annabelle to chair this meeting.
Indeed.
Justin, so good to see you.
Jerry.
A good journey? Can I get you a coffee?
I'm fine, thanks. Let's just crack straight on, shall we?
Hey, Chris!
Oh, hiya.
Hi, your clock's off early for the day.
I wish. No, I'm due at Shuler's at one. Thought I'd pop home and mow the lawn.
Right. Or you could come on my rounds with me for a bit and then have lunch at the pub.
You know, the grass looks a bit wet anyway.
Excellent.
So what are you doing, Will? Topping up the drinkers and feeders?
Yeah, we're doing a bit of feeding in the woodland as well. And I've got some squirrel traps to check.
Right.
Oh, you'll like how they work.
Why?
Simple but perfect. Oh, great design.
So you're saying...
What?
They're a really immaculate contraption.
And you're telling me you don't want to play Jesus?
Yes, Andrew. I'm sure we'll come to that in a minute. Justin.
Thank you, Annabelle. So, as you can see from the comparative analysis on page 5, Borchester Land has simply not been exploiting its assets sufficiently. The livestock market is an absolute case in point. By now, you should have attracted at least half a dozen other enterprises. You shouldn't see it as a market. It should be a specialist business park.
Well, that was actually the long-term aim, wasn't it?
Well, what happened, Brian?
The dairy. It took a huge amount of time and energy to get that off the ground. And you must admit it's very profitable.
Profitable, certainly.
And making the most of the AD unit as well.
Well, I'm glad you raised that, because there's another lost opportunity. You've paid for the connection to the grid, so why is there only one AD unit on the estate?
Because the one unit processes all our waste.
Waste can be imported. That feed-in tariff is very attractive. And where are the wind turbines? Where's the solar array?
Oh, Justin, look, forgive me, but you're an outsider. I don't think you appreciate the local resistance we'd get for that sort of project. Wouldn't you agree, Annabelle?
Well, actually, Brian, I think Justin makes a very good point.
You got one, then?
Yeah. He walks in thinking he's all safe. You don't know he's gonna get stitched up. Do you, mate? No.
So, these are the historical returns for the other companies Damara's invested in over the last 3 years.
When you say invested in, you mean taken over.
That's a matter of semantics, Brian. I'm more interested in arithmetic. And it's graphed against your return on capital invested over the same period.
It's nearly twice as much.
Actually, slightly more than twice as much in two cases, Jay.
Really?
You see, when I look at your operation, I see a failure to follow through. The market and dairy were great as far as they went, but they're just starting points. You should have been building on these successes. Borchester Land is an underperforming asset. That's why it was a sitting duck for our bid. Brian, Damara's mission is to wring proper returns from land-based assets, and that's what we're going to do with BL going forward. Most of the people around this table see it that way, or they wouldn't have given me their trust, would they?
Brian, would you like to respond?
It's not down to me to assess people's motivations.
All right. So, to governance. As the major shareholder, by tomorrow, obviously I'll have a seat on the board. But frankly, BL is one of my smaller concerns. With so many other operations to run, I wouldn't want to be chair. Mm. Now, I'm assuming Brian would wish to be considered to continue in the role. Who else would like to put their hat in the ring?
Oh, well, Justin, I think everyone round this table would agree that what you need is someone with broad business experience. A Mordens of Matcham, which I chair, has grown from small...
Mind your hands.
Yep, that's why we need a sack. They're vicious little beggars.
What do you use?
A priest. You know, like for fishing?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay, mister. It's a one-way ticket for you.
So, the new chair of Borchester Land is Annabel Shribner. Congratulations, Annabel.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cleanly done.
It's the most humane way.
Well, Annabel, congratulations.
Thank you, Jerry.
Quite a turn-up.
Indeed.
I best be off. Have another meeting. Several, in fact.
Well, don't let me keep you.
No. Well, goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
Oh, he never stood a chance, did he?
Jerry?
And nor did I.
I don't know what you mean, Brian. It was a democratic vote.
Oh, come on, Annabel. I know how these things are managed. You played your hand very well, I must say.
Commiserations, Brian. I hope you understand that this is just business. I am genuinely impressed with what you've achieved up to this point.
Well, I find that slightly surprising, Justin, in the light of your presentation.
No, no, really. And I do hope you'll stay on the board. There are exciting times ahead. Annabel's already started to investigate opportunities to expand BL's land holdings, haven't you, Annabel?
I have indeed.
And as we grow, your experience and local contacts will be invaluable. What do you say?
Well, I can't give you an answer now, Justin. I need to consider my position.
No, of course, I understand.
I'll let you know.
Fine. No need to contact me direct. Just let Annabel know your decision when you're ready.
Better not tell Alice I've been killing squirrels.
Ah, they're a menace. They take eggs, young birds.
Oh, no. Trouble is, they're cute, aren't they?
Rats with fluffy tails. That's what they are. So she reckons you should be in the passion play, then?
I don't know why.
I think you should do it, you know.
What?
It'd be a laugh.
Being tied to a cross half-naked?
Isn't every week you get the chance to play Jesus?
Not you as well.
She won't stop nagging till you say yes.
All right, I'll do it.
That's the spirit. Blessings be upon you, my son.
It's a bit early, isn't it?
I don't care. I've just had one of the worst mornings of my life.
Didn't it go well?
You are looking at the former chairman of Borchester Land.
Oh, darling. Oh, I'm so sorry. So has this Justin taken over, then?
Annabel.
Annabel?
Yeah, Annabel. Obviously Justin's puppet.
Oh, I see.
Well, I told you this would happen.
When?
On my birthday. You should never have told everyone I was 70.
Oh, Brian, oh, that is just so silly. They're hard-nosed business people. And, well, the fact is you are 70. And it wouldn't do you any harm to slow down a bit.
I don't want to slow down. I'm not ready to be put out to grass yet.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't mean pull out of BL completely. Well, not unless you want to.
No, I'll probably stick with it. Our work's so much tied up with the dairy now, I need to protect our interests. And they need a farmer on the board.
Well, there you are, then.
And if Justin's true to his word, then we can expect a very handsome return on our investment going forward.
Well, that's got to be good.
Well, I'll tell you something for nothing, Jenny. There are going to be very interesting times ahead for Ambridge. If people thought BL was a difficult neighbour before, They ain't seen nothing yet.
It takes an awful lot of stirring.
Good for your muscle tone. Let's see those arms. So when will we be able to taste the results of your morning's labours?
Well, this batch should be ready in about 10 weeks.
That sort of lead time, you're not really able to respond to surges in demand, are you?
No. If a new supplier wants Borsetshire Blue, they have to wait. Well, unless they just want a small amount. We always have some in the cold store.
Well, if it's as good as this batch, it'll be well worth waiting for.
Yeah, I know. You're only with me for my cheese, aren't you, Rob?
Absolutely. Well, it's nice to be able to have lunch together.
Yeah, I know.
You should arrange your day like this more often.
Oh, I'd like to. I'm usually rushing off to the shop or making deliveries.
Hmm. Or going clothes shopping with Kirsty.
Hey, this is special. It's taken a lot of organising.
She's not an infant, Helen. Surely she can choose her own clothes.
It's important. She's looking for her going away outfit. She wants to get it right.
I bet she's got wardrobe stuffed full of clothes. Why women need to buy something new for every occasion is beyond me.
It's not just any occasion, it's her wedding. All her friends and family are going to see her.
Hmm.
She's under a lot of stress at the moment. Her photographer's just pulled out at the last minute.
Hmm? Well, that's a real problem, at least.
But Alice has put together a shortlist of good photographers who are available on the day, so all Tom and Kirsty have to do is pick one.
So, Alice is choosing their photographer, you're choosing her clothes.
Helping.
Sounds like she's a very lucky girl.
And I'm sure she'll do the same for me when we get married.
Yes, I'm sure she will. Well, that was lovely. A proper ploughman's lunch.
Cowman's lunch, really? Have you finished?
Yes, thank you.
Well, you need a nice lunch after this morning's news.
I think Brian was the one who needed a decent lunch. I can't imagine he took too kindly to being replaced by a woman.
Annabelle's a pretty sharp cookie, though.
Mm. Strikes me as one of those women who doesn't have much else in her life other than work.
Did it just come out of the blue?
Well, Brian tried to put a positive spin on it. You know, the sort of thing, wanting to pursue other activities and so on.
Well, perhaps he does.
Oh, no. Couldn't have been less convincing if he'd said he wanted to spend more time with his family.
I see.
Some venture capital firm's the majority shareholder now. It's got all the signs of a hostile takeover, if you ask me.
So, what are the implications for you and the dairy?
Well, it's too early to tell, really. Brian did say we can expect very close scrutiny of the whole operation.
Can you?
Yeah, they're likely to challenge everything we do and how we do it, according to him.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm not panicking. He did say the new guy, Justin, is in favour of the dairy, likes the AD unit.
What about something?
Yeah, we've got nothing to hide. It's a pretty slick operation.
And I'm sure you'll pass muster.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Probably Kirsty wondering what to wear to the shops. Oh, Ian Craig.
Ah, he was going to give me some cake baking advice.
Well, do you want to take it?
No, let it go to voicemail. I'll call him back later.
These always hang around longer than I mean them to.
It's one of those jobs, isn't it?
Once the ewes and lambs are out, I think, right, let's get those pens down. And then weeks later, I finally get round to it.
Let me get one end, David.
No, ma'am.
It's so awkward with just one person.
I can manage. If work gets out, I've had you humping hurdles around. The WI will issue a fat one. And Ruth would have my guts for garters too. Oh. How's Elizabeth?
Very well. We had a look round the new accommodation block.
Oh, yeah, how's it looking?
It's nearly finished. Very nice. It's going to be a real asset.
Good for her.
And they're on target for their wedding bookings in June. She was very excited.
Any more news on Lockstock, or whatever they're calling it?
Oh, sorry?
This festival.
Oh, not much progress, I think. They've put the application into the council, and Roy's writing to local residents, trying to reassure them.
Good luck with that.
I hope they get permission. I rather fancy it myself.
Really? I could just see you down the front, moshing to heavy metal. Hell's granny.
Not for the music. They're planning a lot of food-related activity as well.
Oh.
Markets and cookery demonstrations and things. It sounds wonderful.
Oh. Well, something for everyone, then.
Well, fingers crossed.
So, what do you got planned this afternoon?
Actually, I'm going to start packing.
Mum?
You and Ruth have been wonderful putting up with me. But I really think it's time I went back to Glebe Cottage.
We haven't been putting up with you.
I would have gone before, if it wasn't for Ruth's trouble.
There's no rush, you know.
No. I really think it's time. I'll leave you to it.
Hi.
Oh, hi, love. How long are you going to be, do you think?
Well, I've still got to get Ben's rucksack.
Because Mum's looking to go back home today.
Today?
Yeah, she's just starting to pack now.
That came out of the blue.
Well, it looks like she's been thinking about it for a while.
Well, can't you talk to her?
Well, if we're going to put this proposition to her, I'd rather we were both there. So, you know, she knows we both feel the same way.
Yeah, I can see that.
So...
Okay, I'll be as quick as I can. I should be back within the hour.
Okay, see you.
Bye.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Hello.
Been shopping?
My going-away outfit. Do you want a quick peek?
Well,
I got it at Tanya Nicole.
That's posh.
Yeah, it was a bit pricey, but I thought it'd do for other weddings in the future. Other people's, I mean.
Oh, it looks lovely, Kirsty.
Oh, yeah, it's so nice. I'm going to get some special underwear to go with it.
So we're on our way to Underwood.
Anyway, look, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I need to get back to Brookfield.
Oh, okay, bye.
We're really looking forward to the day.
Oh, yeah, me too. See you. My goodness, for Alice, that's all I can say. I was in such a tiz.
Yep, she's good in a crisis.
So, we've got a photographer again. Oh, and did I tell you, she's persuaded Chris to be in this passion play.
I know she'd been going on at him about it.
Well, it worked. She's got to persuade him to put some fake tan on now.
Why?
Well, at the end, where he's nailed to the cross. Can't have Jesus with a farmer's tan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't suppose he'd be wearing much.
Might be good for their audience numbers.
How do you mean?
Oh, hunky young farrier with his chest out could attract a whole new demographic.
Can we come in, Mum?
Of course. Oh, hello, Ruth.
Hi.
Did you get what you needed in town?
Yeah, thanks. Ben's school stuff won't be falling out of his bag anymore.
Good.
Mum, can we have a word?
What about?
Well, this packing. We wanted to say that you don't have to go home if you don't want to.
We'd be more than happy for you to stay here, Jill.
No.
Mum, you've liked being here, haven't you?
Of course I have. I've enjoyed it enormously. But you've put up with me for long enough.
No, I said we haven't had to put up with you at all.
Oh, we've loved having you here. If anything, we've been worrying that we've been exploiting you.
Exploiting me?
With all your wonderful cooking and everything else you've done around the house.
I'm not happy if I'm not doing something. I certainly haven't felt exploited.
Well, if you like being here and we like you being here, what do you think about making it a more permanent arrangement?
What do you mean?
We've been thinking. It might be best for everyone if you came to live here with us.
Oh. I don't know what to say.
Mum, we don't...
We hope you don't feel patronised.
It's not that we think you can't manage at Glebe Cottage anymore.
Do you really mean it?
Yes.
You want me to stay?
Yes.
Honestly, there's nothing I'd like more.
Red velvet cake. Gosh.
Yeah, Ian recommended the book.
Oh, I'm a rubbish baker, Ellen. When I was going out with Damien, I tried to make him a birthday cake and it came out all soggy in the middle. I had to cut it out and pretend I'd meant to do it that way all along. Oh, look, it's for the big 3-0. Trouble is, then he wanted to know where the 3 was.
Oh. Hi, Rob.
Evening.
I didn't realise you had company, Helen.
Yeah, Kirsty just popped in after the shopping.
I see. Well, I won't disturb you. You're obviously having a good time.
Rob?
Actually, it's about time I was going.
No, you don't have to.
No, it's... Tom will probably be home by now.
What about your wine?
You finish it. I'll see myself out. Well, thanks for this afternoon.
Oh, that's all right.
Rob? Rob? Are you all right?
What do you mean?
You seemed a bit...
No, just been looking forward to seeing you, that's all.
Well, I'm here.
And so was Kirsty.
You knew we were going to be together this afternoon.
I didn't know she was coming back here.
Nor did I. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing.
You know she and I didn't get off on the right foot. If you just mentioned it...
Yes, I'm sorry.
A text would have been fine.
I should have thought.
I'm selfish, you see. I love you so much, I want you all to myself.
Oh, you... Well, she's gone now.
Yes.
We could have a big family Easter, like the old days.
Nice big leg of lamb.
Mmm. I don't suppose Kendon will be able to make it with the pub to run, but we could invite Elizabeth and Shula and Alistair. Oh, listen to me.
What is it?
You only asked me to stay 2 hours ago, and here I am organising your lives for you.
That's all right.
We don't mind.
You organise away, Mum, especially if you're going to do the cooking.
Well, of course I am. Not that Ruth isn't perfectly capable.
Oh, don't mind me. I won't stand in your way.
I'm just so happy to be back at Brookfield. I want to celebrate it.
And so do we.
I'll try not to be any trouble.
Trouble?
And I'm not going to interfere or take sides.
Take sides? In what?
Well, if you have disagreements.
Blazing rows, you mean?
As if.
You know... Since your father died, I've plodded along at Gleap Cottage. I was all right. I coped. At least until the burglary. But, you know, I don't think I enjoyed it.
We know.
I think, deep inside, I wasn't made to live alone. I'm not very good at it.
No.
I need to be at the heart of a family.
You are, Mum.
Heels down a bit, Jessica. Relax your hands.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, Dan, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry I didn't see you last night.
No, I'm sorry. I was so tired. I had to have an early night. Oh, are those...
Yep, my official issue boots. They're cool, aren't they? And I've got 5 pairs of socks, too.
How did it go?
Oh, it was wicked, Mum. Actually, being at Sandhurst was really special. We met the directing staff and officer cadets who were going through the training. I learnt a lot about what to expect on the commissioning course.
And medical?
Passed with flying colours. They confirmed the arthritis won't be a bar.
Oh, well, that... You must be pleased.
Yeah.
Oh, Jessica, start the figure of 8 at the letter C, will you? How about the fitness tests? I know you were worried about them.
No, they were fine. I did the run in 9:20.
Oh, well done. All that training paid off then.
Yeah. Well, they reckon we should get it below 8.5 by the end of the course.
Gosh.
And the press-ups and sit-ups, well over the minimum.
That's impressive.
Yeah, not bad. Oh, there were some guys there who were super fit, though. Plenty to aim for.
Right.
So, next step. You know I've already been accepted by the Royal Tank Regiment.
Yes.
Well, next week I'm going to see the King's Royal Hussars.
Next week?
Yeah, at a place called Tidworth.
When?
A Tuesday to Thursday again.
Oh.
It looks really good. We're going to stay in the officer's mess. Talk to some real soldiers. NCOs, I mean.
Yes.
And we get to see some live firing at Lulworth. I should get a good idea of what to expect.
I see. No, Jessica, not that way. Pull him up. Little half halts. Oh, I'm sorry, Dan. I need
yeah,
to...
Yeah, of course.
I do want to hear all about it.
Sure. Well, when does this lesson finish?
Oh, in about 15 minutes.
Why don't I take you for a pub lunch when you're done? My treat. Then we can talk about it properly.
What is it?
You'd never think someone could look good in a bright yellow hard hat, but you look really cute, Kirsty.
Oh, do you think they'd miss it?
I think they might.
Shame.
So, what do you think?
I can't believe I'm actually standing in our kitchen.
And I'm in the living room. She was right, though. It does look small without the walls. Glad she warned us.
Well, we know from the show house what it's really like.
Yeah.
So, if the garden's this way, then there'll be a window here. So this is where the sink will be.
You still fancy the white shaker units?
I think so, yeah. Been wondering about the bathroom, though.
Huh? Wondering what?
Well, whether we should go for those dark grey tiles. Really dramatic.
I don't know. You know how early I have to get up. I don't think I'd fancy shaving in there on a gloomy winter's morning.
No, maybe not.
Well, we don't have to decide just yet.
No.
It's all coming together, though, isn't it? Got our photographer sorted.
Resorted.
And I finally put in the order for the best man and bridesmaids gifts.
Oh, at last. What did you get?
Hip flask for Roy, necklaces for the bridesmaids.
Oh, well done, Tom.
Thank you. Well, I don't want to hurry you, but have you seen enough?
Oh, let me take a photo.
Okay.
There. Do you need to get back?
I've got to finish off the carrot field this afternoon, but I think we've got time for a quick lunch first.
Thanks, Callum. You can see the Plowmans now.
You were a long time.
What?
You and Callum, long time in the cellar.
Were we?
Yes.
Well, I had to show him what's what, didn't I?
I thought he was an experienced cellarmate.
Oh, he's got a lot of experience, has Callum. But he's very keen to please.
Oh, is he really?
Mm, that takes time, don't it, Kenton?
Yeah.
Well, hello there.
Oh, hiya, Shula. Don't often see you here at midday.
Oh, Dan's treating me to lunch.
Oh, what a thoughtful son.
What's that on your feet there, Dan? Are they,
Yep, my army boots. I've got to break them in.
How's the course?
Awesome.
Good for you.
Oh, you must be really proud of him, Shula. What can we get you?
Oh, just a lime and soda for me, please, Jolene.
A pint of lager, please.
Ice in that?
Oh, yes, please.
And do you know what you want to eat, or do you need to see the menu?
I think I'll just have a ham sandwich.
Brown or white bread?
Brown, please.
Okay, Dan?
Lasagna, please.
Mm-hmm. With chips?
Yeah, go on.
Mm-hmm. You need building up if you're joining the army.
So what do you think about Mum, then, Shula? I mean, you have heard, haven't you?
What's this?
Oh, your gran's moving into Brookfield.
And a pint of lager.
She's already at Brookfield.
Permanently.
Oh.
It's probably a good thing. To be honest, I think she was dreading going back home.
Oh, that's a shame.
And she's so happy at Brookfield.
It's her natural habitat, isn't it?
So what's she going to do with Glebe Cottage, then?
Oh, I don't think they've thought that far.
Well, let it out, surely. Give Mum a nice bit of extra income.
Maybe Chris and Alice would be interested. Chris is always saying how small their place is.
Hey, have you heard he's going to be Jesus at the Passion Play?
He finally caved, did he?
I've had several inquiries about tickets from the stable girls.
There's yours, Dan.
Ah, thanks.
Well, there aren't tickets, are there?
Shall I put it on a tab with
just
the food?
Turn up.
Yes, please.
Yeah, right you are.
But there's a bucket collection for the Lent appeal.
Well, it can't hurt having a nice, fit young man on display, can it?
I think that's the main attraction, rather than any spiritual interest.
Yeah, we'll bring your food over when it's ready.
OK, thanks. Over by the fire, Mum.
Oh, yes, lovely.
Hey, Kenton, I've been thinking about Easter.
Well, we've organised Easter. Traditional lamb lunches and the egg hunt for the kids.
Well, that's just Easter Day. It's a week to go at, isn't there? And now there's all this interest in the play, we need to capitalise on it.
Well, yeah, as long as it's appropriate. I mean, you're not thinking of another singles night, are you?
No.
Last Supper, places restricted to 13.
Behave!
Ooh!
Now, the Passion Play is going to bring a lot of people to the village. They start at the church and end at Lakey Hill, so they're all going to be milling around.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, we advertise afternoon teas afterwards. And what day is it on?
Good Friday.
Good Friday. So, hot cross buns all round. Nice and tasteful. Very appropriate.
Yeah, sounds great.
You can pick up a load of buns from the cash and carry.
Me?
And if we do well, I might start to forget about that plot drain.
Cash and carry it is.
Morning.
Afternoon now, Tom. Just...
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
How are the happy couple, then?
Happy, aren't we, Kirsty?
We are, yeah. Just been to see our new house.
Oh, how exciting.
Make the most of it now.
Sorry?
Once you get married, the domestic violence starts.
What are you on about?
You see my head? No? See? See that dent?
It all seems to be happening so fast.
Not really, Mum. I've been thinking about this since last summer. And I started looking at the army when I came back from America.
But we've only just found out about it. I know it was because you didn't want to worry us if it didn't happen. But it means we have had an awful lot of catching up to do.
Yes, I am sorry about that. Must be a lot to take on board.
Mm. Look, while you were away, your dad and I were thinking, couldn't you still go to university and join the officer training corps? There's one in the East Midlands.
You looked it up, did you?
Just to check. Then you could get your degree and get a taste of army life. And if you still wanted to join up in 3 years, it would stand you in very good stead.
I don't want to wait, though. I've been accepted. I'm going to be an officer. And in 3 years' time, I'll have so much more experience than if I'd been at uni.
But you won't have a degree.
Lots of people with degrees don't have jobs, Mum.
But it would be a backup, Dan. And I really don't want you to have any regrets.
I won't have. I want to start doing things. I want to make decisions that matter. Be responsible for other people.
Hello, both.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Oh, nice boots, Dan. Very macho.
Thanks. I want that belonging.
The camaraderie.
Exactly. There's nowhere like the armed forces for that. And yes, I do want the adventure. I just can't see myself in some office job. I realised that in America.
Mm. I understand that.
And have you seen all the cool kit I'll get to play with?
That'd be a bit lost on me, I'm afraid. Maybe Dad would appreciate it more.
Oh, I'll have to show him some pictures.
I'm glad we've had a talk, darling. I was worried that you were just acting on impulse.
I'm really not.
No, I can see that now. It's just that the world nowadays is so uncertain. Look at Afghanistan.
Oh, no. When we leave, it'll be the end of a century of conflict.
Oh, there's no guarantee that it's over, love. And who knows where trouble will flare next? It's a dangerous world.
You're saying that like it's a drawback. But it's actually part of the appeal. I don't want a life where I know exactly what's round the corner.
So I've been reading up on Costa Rica.
Oh, yes?
Mm. You know how small it is?
Yeah?
It's home to 6% of the world's species.
Wow, that's amazing. Ooh.
I think I'm going to need to buy a bigger memory card for my camera. I reckon it's got the most colourful frogs and butterflies on the planet.
Email from the developer.
Mm. What does it say?
Hang on. Oh, yes!
What?
Confirmed date for us to move in.
Really?
The house should be ready no later than the 14th of August.
Wow, that's great! Hey, 14, 8, 14!
Oh, yeah!
Gotta be a good omen.
Ham sandwich?
Thanks, Kenton.
Lasagna and chips for the brigadier?
Not quite. Give it time.
Got everything you need?
Yes, thanks.
Well, enjoy!
We will.
I know that whatever I say, you'll be concerned. In a way, you wouldn't if I was a lawyer in Felpersham.
I'm afraid that's inevitable. But I don't want this to be about me, but I know I'm going to be worried about you.
Mum, look, even when there are operations overseas, not all the time spent on deployment.
I know.
I don't like the thought of you worrying, Mum. And I don't take it lightly, but I can't help thinking about that. My birth dad, I mean. There he was, safe, respectable solicitor. And how did he die?
Yes.
In a car accident. On a quiet country road.
We'll be right back.
Learn about the Archers' characters with our online Who's Who at bbc.co.uk/Archers.